Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tailgate.
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 It's time for the tailgate.
Toss me a cold one. Nothing better than a 7 a.m. beer and an unbrushed mouth.
Your official weekend destination for all things football.
You are looking live.
The granddaddy
of them all.
NCAA.
Travis Hunter circles around. Down the sideline. There he goes. The most dynamic player in college football. Touchdown, Colorado.
The NFL.
Williams, pressure coming. He felt it. Looked. Saw it. Evaded it. Still on the move. Looking around. Williams is going to take off for the end zone.
Like it's its own playground.
And now, it's time to kick off the tailgate with your host, Paul Pabst.
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to the tailgate, NFL Week 12. I am Paul Pabst. We are deep into November. This is the kind of weekend that NFL teams either make their last run of the playoffs, get in position for the playoffs, or they play themselves out, like the Houston Texans the other night, Thursday Night Football, beating the Bills. Great win by the Texans. A lot of, what, 8 sacks on Josh Allen. They played themselves into position to get in position. They still got a long way to go. Then you have the Dallas Cowboys this weekend. They're at the Eagles. Cowboys kind of on life support lately, but they're back in the mix. They beat the Eagles. They're right back in things. Sean Sears and I are here today. We're going to talk college football, pro football. Chris Emma, 670 The Score, will join us to talk some Bears. All the health situations in about 20 minutes. Just got back from 3 days in Las Vegas, Sean. We're playing a little hurt today, but we're playing like champions. Is that right?
Exactly. That's what we shoot for every Saturday morning.
Every week, every Saturday. I sound like I've been in Vegas for 3 days. And working on the Dan Patrick Show, we did the show out in Vegas for a few days. Our wake-up call was 3:50 a.m. to do the show out in Las Vegas because of the time change. When you walk through a casino and you're fresh and clean and going to work at 3:50 a.m., you see a lot of things in the casinos in Vegas as we walk through at the Fountain Blue. All right, let's get to it. The lead this week in Chicago is one thing. You know, the Bulls are looking good. Shota back with the Cubs. A lot of stuff going on. But the phrase, Bears in first place in the NFC North. I just heard it on the sounder that came back with a 670 Score here. Say it again slower, Paul. Let it drip. The Bears are in first place in the NFC North, and it's late November. 7-3. Packers 6-3-1. Detroit 6-4. Lions 4-6. It feels great to say that phrase in late November. I got to have some math person look this up, but how many times in the past 25 years in late November have the Bears been in first place in the NFC North? Bet you can count it on one hand. But this kind of thing could go away quickly. It could be third place in 2 weeks. Yes, but it's not. It's not today. The Packers have, you know, had a couple losses. They righted the ship last week. Lions lost last week, and they got a tough one this week. Again, 7-3, late November. Bears are in first place. What's interesting working, I also work on the Dan Patrick Show, when you hear national people talk about the Bears, there's a lot of skepticism or not really buying into it yet. I think a lot of people love covering the Bears and talking about the Bears on the national level, and they enjoy their games. The past month has been a lot of great endings, Caleb Williams, a lot of wins in different ways, but it feels like the national media doesn't buy into the Bears as a threat to win the Super Bowl yet. And that's fine. And I've heard some people on social media say, oh, the Bears get no respect, no respect. Forget about that. Just stick with the math. 7-3, controlling your own destiny in the NFC North, looking for that 10-win mark. Now you start talking about the 11-win mark to get into the playoffs. And maybe more than a wild card, maybe a division. If the Lions or Packers lose a game that they should win, you're right back in the thick of things. So don't worry about the national view of the Bears. Just worry about what happens in the next game. Who's healthy? Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon. Because that's really the most important thing, getting people healthy in the last few months of the year. Let's get to the next game by the Bears. At home, noon, Sunday, CBS. It's basically a pick 'em game, according to Vegas. Aaron Rodgers' status. I've been listening to The Score all week, and I listen to Mully and Haw in the morning, and it's interesting. I love the debate of, do you want Aaron Rodgers to play, or would you rather have Mason Rudolph, a clearly lesser quarterback, at least historically, to play? And it's a great topic because it's one of those things, you want your cake and eat it too. You would love to beat the Steelers and beat Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers will probably never play again in Soldier Field. He's got this year, and I would say maybe next year, likely next year with the Steelers. But you want one more win or one goodbye to Aaron Rodgers where, yes, he dominated for a decade and a half at Soldier Field and up in Green Bay. But if you can get the last one, you can say scoreboard. Remember the last one? You feel good about it? I've been toying with this topic all week in my head. As a Bears supporter, you know, lifelong Bears supporter, not a media person, do you want to face Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph? Well, here's what I think. I'm going to save it because I'm going to let Aaron Rodgers talk for himself because he has been the villain for a long time. He's been the kind of guy who likes to poke the bear. But here's Aaron Rodgers talking about being the villain in Chicago sports.
I'd rather not be. I mean, I'm not in Green Bay anymore. I feel like we can let bygones be bygones. Maybe I can, I guess. It's a great rivalry. I mean, in the history of all sports, you talk about the Lakers and the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Yankees. You got to talk about the Packers and the Bears. And there's been some great memories there. When I first got to Green Bay, the Bears had the all-time series lead. When I left, the Packers did. And since Jay Love has taken over, it's even gotten better. But I hope those fans can put that behind them. I'm sure they can't. Don't expect them to. But I really enjoy the city. They got great sportsmen. I grew up watching WGN on my five-channel TV back in the day. So I was a Cubs fan and a Bulls fan. How can I be a Bulls fan unless you don't like Michael Jordan? I did. I loved them. So it was a lot of fun memories over the years playing there.
That's really funny by Aaron Rodgers. He's the kind of guy who loves to poke the bear. No pun intended. Poke the Bears. He's a fascinating character because I think he's definitely playing. I don't think you say a quote like that unless you're planning to play. I mean, he's got a year and two months left in his playing career. A wrist injury is not going to keep him out of this game. I think he'd rather lose the game than not play in the game. Now, here's the other topic. Do you want Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers? Okay, the realist in me wants Mason Rudolph to play because you think about it. What is the goal of the Bears right now? To make the playoffs. Mason Rudolph plays for the Steelers. You have a better chance to beat the Steelers. You have a better chance to get a playoff spot. Now, what your deep down ego wants is Aaron Rodgers to go out there, Dennis Allen to blitz him all day, knock him on the ground because he can't run like he used to, and get a win against Aaron Rodgers, cake and eat it too. I'm going to go back on this. And of course, everything with me goes back to the 85 Bears. If you remember in 1985, the Bears were on this unbelievable winning streak in the regular season. And in week 13, Monday Night Football, they lost to the Dolphins. Little Paulie Papps was almost in tears down in Glenwood, Illinois. And the next day they did the Super Bowl shuffle. They taped the Super Bowl shuffle after losing to Monday Night Football and the Dolphins in Dan Marino. And then the Bears rolled through the playoffs, if you remember, in 85. And I remember when they got to the Super Bowl and it was against the New England Patriots. I was almost disappointed as a Bears fan because I wanted Dan Marino. I wanted the Miami Dolphins to be in the Super Bowl. I wanted the Bears to get payback for that Monday Night Football loss against Dan Marino. But also I knew Dan Marino in the Super Bowl is a lot different than Tony Eason of the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. So I was conflicted. It's similar on a lesser scale with Aaron Rodgers this week. Clearly Rodgers wants to play, but I think he wants one more shot in Soldier Field. The Steelers themselves are kind of week to week. They're kind of hard to figure out. They're 6-4. They have the 12th ranked scoring offense, the 16th ranked scoring defense, and they're not really great neither. And they haven't been consistent either. The defense the first 2 months for the Steelers was iffy, and they're usually a really strong defense with TJ Watt. The Bears have the 8th ranked scoring offense and I think the 26th ranked scoring defense. The defense, though, while it's the 26th ranked in scoring, like giving up points, but the most opportunistic offense. Nice, Paul. Intangibles, takeaways, all that stuff. They're leading the league in takeaways and have bailed the defense out a number of times with those takeaways. So it's an interesting game to look at because you don't know what Steeler team is coming. I know a Bears team is coming week to week, quarter by quarter. The offense takes over, the special teams take over, whatever defense will be there. But should be a great one at Soldier Field. Weather's a little spotty. Should be a lot of fun. All right, Paul Papp, 670 The Score. This is the tailgate. Talk some college football, some pro football. Football Talk on The Score presented by Paramount Plus. Now streaming on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back. He's great. And Academy Award nominee Demi Moore is on the show. Andy Garcia is on the show. Sam Elliott is on the show. It's like an all-star team. Landman, new season, now streaming only on Paramount Plus. All right, let's go to the Bears' last game for a minute. We always like chop it up a little bit here. It was a bit of a blah effort, 19-17 in the win over the Vikings. I know the fourth quarter was a lot of fun. But it was a weirdly slow start by the Bears' offense. The first quarter has been really good for the Bears' offense this year. And the second and third quarter have been the problems. The good news for the Bears last week against the Vikings' offense started a lot slower than the Bears' offense. J.J. McCarthy, the Vikings quarterback, he was brutal for the first three quarters. He was a detriment to his team, which doesn't get said much about quarterbacks, but he was missing easy throws. I mean, it was a mess. And this game kind of looked like a cakewalk. Now, not a lot of, you know, touchdowns, too many field goals. It should have been touchdowns. And then McCarthy wakes up in the fourth quarter. And weirdly, the Bears found themselves, what were they, down 17-16 with under a minute to go. And this looked like was going to be an easy win, was going to become a loss, as opposed to what happened the past month with stealing those wins. Too many Bears offensive drives were field goals instead of touchdowns. Cairo Santos missed that field goal in the fourth quarter, maybe 12 minutes left. That would have made it a two-score game. That was a bad one because that was, you know, two scores, Vikings, and they're not coming back from that. But here's the thing. Watching that game, Bears get the ball. They kept all three timeouts. Caleb's got the ball with 50 seconds to go, needing about 30, 35 yards to set up a field goal. I had, and I think I speak for all Bears people, I had the feeling of full confidence that he would do it. I was like, okay, great, 50 seconds, three touchdowns, no problem. When was the last time as a Bears fan you had that kind of confidence in your quarterback in the fourth quarter? That you need 35 yards with 50 seconds and three timeouts? You're like, yeah, I totally believe in him. My only question would be, can Santos make the kick if it's 50-plus? And I thought Caleb would quickly go down the field. It's the greatest feeling. It's the greatest feeling to have that your quarterback in the fourth quarter will likely get it done. And it hasn't been like that. And, you know, you get downfield, Duvernay returns the kick, all is well. All is well. The wild card of that play was Duvernay takes it back on the kickoff return, puts him in field goal position. Caleb didn't even have to throw the ball. A couple of handoffs, field goal, win, game over. Really nice win. Another close one. Another one that was not that much. It's fun to watch in retrospect, but at the time you're like, can we get a nice, clean, easy win? Here's Ben Johnson after the game talking about all the close games the Bears play.
That's been a huge part of our season so far where late in the game there that we've been able to pull it out at the end. And I think it speaks volumes about how they're wired mentally. We know we're not out of it. Every minute within that 60 minutes is really important for us. And I think what's come to fruition is just the fact that these are a bunch of mentally tough guys and they kind of step up to the plate when the pressure's on. So I think that's what we've seen so far.
Yeah, he's right. A lot of close games, a lot of close wins. And if you think about it, I don't want to always go back to last year's team, but these wins would have been losses last year. And they were losses last year. If you remember last year, which I think some of us have tried to block out with whatever works for you, the Bears found a way to lose every game last year in that 10-game stretch in every way possible. Penalties, picks, all that kind of stuff. And this year, it's the opposite. What special team steps up. They've had a rough month, and then Duvernay returns that kick. The defense will make a great play against the Giants. Caleb will take him down and against the Saints. Whatever it may be, they'll get it done. And we were talking about this. Ben Johnson's not giving himself enough credit, which he's not going to do at the podium. But the coaching staff has the same level of confidence that I have in Caleb Williams in the fourth quarter. They're not going to waste their timeouts. They're not going to, you know, pucker up in a tight situation and not know what to do. It feels different than the coaching staff and the organizational plan of how you coach a game than it did last year. So what this means for the next month, versus Pittsburgh, at Philadelphia the day after Thanksgiving, at Green Bay, and versus Cleveland. We talked about this about a month ago on the tailgate. Tailgate 670 The Score, Paul Papps. A lot more college football we're going to get to in a minute. But a month ago we talked about, can the Bears win three of the next four? Baltimore, Cincinnati, New York, Minnesota. We thought the Baltimore one was going to be one of the easier ones because Lamar Jackson wasn't playing. Not so good. You steal Cincinnati. You steal New York. You steal Minnesota. You don't apologize. You're 7-3. And again, say it with me, first place in the NFC North.
Yeah.
The NFC North, Bears 7-3. Green Bay 6-3-1. Detroit at 6-4. That's really interesting because Detroit all season, I thought, will right the ship, probably win 13 games. And now they sit at 6-4. And they've got some tough ones upcoming. They do have the Giants, so that could probably right their ship. And then the Vikings at 4-6. They've lost two in a row. I don't find them to be a threatening team. And it's been a long time since I've said that about the Vikings. They're chronically good. Chronically good. Defense especially. I love their coach, Kevin O'Connell. But J.J. McCarthy, you can't have a quarterback that plays one quarter out of every four quarters great football. It's not going to work out. You know, Caleb Williams sometimes had that problem last year. It was like not enough good quarters. Cleaning that up this year. So that's the NFC North. Here's the slate for the week 10, week 12 in the NFL. Wow. I want to go back to Thursday night. Bills at Texans. The Texans defense hit Josh Allen 13 times. They had 8 sacks. 23-19. The Texans win. Davis Mills, really nice backup quarterback for them. He's doing a good job. Patriots at Bengals. The Patriots are rolling. The Bills are vulnerable. The Patriots are 9-2. I can't imagine a situation where the Patriots don't win that division. I think the Bills are just not hitting their stride, and Drake May sure is for the Patriots. Giants at Lions. I mean, Jameis Winston versus Jared Goff. I'd be surprised if this is a close one. Packers hosting the Vikings. Last call for the Vikings. Totally last call. Jordan Love last week got hurt, came back in the game, had a really nice rebound game because the national media was out for him. Seahawks at Titans. Last week for the Seahawks, they're 7-3. Seahawks have outscored their opponents by 100 points this year. They're having a very nice year. But last week, Sam Darnold had 4 picks and they still almost won. So that's one of those games where you're like, hopefully Sam doesn't do that again and you still could have won the game. They had the ball. Probably the two biggest games of the weekend. Two or three, I would say. Colts at Chiefs. Colts had a loss. They're 8-2. The Chiefs are 5-5. So for the Chiefs, every game now is basically a playoff game. You got to steal a wild card and you got to keep the Chiefs out. If I'm the Colts, if I'm the rest of the AFC, I give notes to the Colts. And I didn't mean to rhyme that, Sean. I got to keep the Chiefs out of the playoffs in the AFC. I don't want Patrick Mahomes anywhere near the playoffs. The only way you keep the Chiefs out of the AFC title game to me is to not let them in the playoffs overall. Jets at Ravens. Ravens are in the same situation. They're 5-5. They have to win this game and basically the rest of the way. Browns at Raiders. I wouldn't watch that game if you paid me, but now it's interesting because Shedeur Sanders is starting for the Browns due to injury with Dylan Gabriel. That will get a big rating. That's, I think, 3 o'clock CBS, the later game. Jaguars at Cardinals. The Jaguars are 6-4. The Cardinals are brutal. Eagles versus Cowboys, late game on Fox. This is a huge opportunity for the Cowboys. They've had a very spotty season. Really good offense. The defense was not there. They trade Micah Parsons. They get some draft picks. They get Quinnen Williams from the Jets, who had the fire sale. Quinnen Williams is a really tough, in his prime, defensive tackle. Can pass rush all day. Had 5 hits on the quarterback last week. If the Eagles can beat the Cowboys this weekend, they're back in the mix. If not, they're out. Falcons versus Saints. Ugh, another brutal one. Michael Penix for the Falcons, done for the season. And weirdly, the Falcons, which have a lot of offensive talent, Bijan Robinson, they're in kind of no man's land with their quarterback position. Michael Penix is injured and not playing that well when he's healthy. And they still have Kirk Cousins on the roster, making like $40 million a year with that contract he signed 2 years ago. And I don't know if they have a threatening quarterback on the roster, but they're spending a lot on him. Buccaneers at Rams, that's the late game on Peacock, the night game on Peacock Sunday night. Buccaneers at 6-4, Rams at 8-2. People love the Rams. Vegas loves the Rams. If you asked Vegas who the favorite at the NFC is right now, they would pick the Rams all day. Matthew Stafford in the MVP race. Drake May in the MVP race. If I told you at the start of the season the top two for the MVP in the NFL would be Drake May and Matthew Stafford, you would have probably picked none of
the
above.
Not a chance, right?
Not a chance, right, Sean? That's why they play this game. It's nice. It's refreshing to have someone new. It's refreshing to have someone new. So there we are. Say it again with me loud and strong, Sean. First place in the NFC North. Say it, Sean.
First place in the NFC North. Feels right.
It feels good. It feels right. It feels weird. It does feel weird to say the Bears in late September, late November. All right, coming up, we got to get to some college football. Man, the Lane Kiffin situation. We got the morale meter, my Bears game prediction, and we're joined by my guy, Bears reporter Chris Emma of The Score. All that's next. This is the tailgate, 670 The Score.
Bears.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
I love football. Love it. Love it.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on The Tailgate, 670 The Score, fired up for a big day of college football. I'm actually going to see Harvard at Yale for the Ivy League title. It's supposed to be a packed house at the Bowl in New Haven, Connecticut. Sean, it's a great one if you've never been. Great rivalry. A lot of plaid, a lot of tailgating, a lot of old school cars. It's really fun.
That's awesome. I feel like, do you need like a tweed jacket, like pleated elbows, make sure you come in here for the game? Or is it just, you
it's
know,
exactly
football
right.
Yeah.
Look at you. Good call. A lot of tweed, a lot of plaid, a lot of, like, you know, old Jeep Wagoneers. It's the scene there. Yale hosting Harvard for the Ivy League title. They're probably going to get 50,000 people today. We're going to talk a little college football. We're going to talk to Chris Emma of 670 The Score in about 3 minutes. So, Sean, I also work on the Dan Patrick Show. Have I mentioned that? And we were flying out to Las Vegas for a couple of days of shows. And I'm at the Newark airport, and I'm walking up to the little lounge upstairs. And there's an elevator, and there's some steps. And, you know, me being a warrior, I took the steps. And as the elevator opens, I look to my left, and I double take. And I was like, whoa. And it's a guy who had been on the Dan Patrick Show many times. And I recognized him clearly. And surprisingly, he lightly recognized me. He goes, hey. And I said, it's Paul from the Dan Patrick Show. So here's the game. I'm going to see if you can guess. I'm going to give you one guess. This guy is about 40 years old. But in his sport, he is clearly considered the greatest of all time, where it's not even a discussion. He does not play a team sport. Sean, what is your guess?
Roger Federer?
No, but that's a good guess. I'm going to give you one more Olympic-related athlete.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps at the airport in New Jersey. Nice. Had a beer with Michael Phelps. He's retired. He has beers now. Really cool to see Michael Phelps in person. It was kind of nice. But people went up to him. He told me one time, though, People always come up to him. They go, "Hey, you're the guy. You're the guy from the Olympics." Because some people kind of forget his name or whatever it may be. And one woman walked up. She goes, "You're the guy. You're the guy from the Olympics. Usain." He goes, "No, that's not me." All right, 670 the score. True story. I'm Paul Papps. Let's talk some college football. The recap from last week: Ohio State, Indiana, rolling easy wins. They've all been easy wins for Ohio State this year. Texas A&M was down 30-3 at halftime to South Carolina, and found a way to win that game. That was a really nutty one. Mike Elko, the head coach of Texas A&M, there was a tweet before the game that he was going to sign a new contract extension, and then he's down 30-3 at halftime. That's a motivation to get it together in the second half. Nice win by them. Oklahoma beat Alabama and put themselves right back into the playoff picture. They're making a late run for the playoffs. Georgia, on the other hand, handled Texas. Texas needed this game big time. They didn't. Arch Manning didn't get it done. But more importantly, the defense for Texas didn't get it done. I think Texas is on the outside and should stay on the outside. They're not a threatening team. They get a lot of pub. They people like Arch Manning, but they're not a threatening team. Ole Miss won. We're going to talk about Lane Kiffin in a second. Michigan beat Northwestern at Wrigley. Really good game. Thought Northwestern was going to steal that one. Notre Dame took care of Pittsburgh. Running back Jeremiah Love for Notre Dame, I think he's getting invited to the Heisman. He's not just putting up numbers and winning games for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. He's making great plays. That spin on the touchdown against Pitt gets played over and over and over. I don't know if he's going to win the Heisman, but he's going to be there. College football today, I can't lie to you, not a great slate. What happens this time of the year, next week is rivalry week, like Ole Miss plays Mississippi State. But this week, I think Georgia is playing University of Charlotte. I think Alabama's playing like Wofford. They play these kind of cupcake games, no offense, before the last game of the year. That's not going to happen going forward. But you have today, Missouri at Oklahoma, USC at Oregon, Notre Dame hosting Syracuse, and the Illini at Wisconsin, BYU at Cincinnati, and of course, Harvard at Yale. Not exactly a great slate of college football. One thing I want to talk about with college football is Ole Miss is trying to keep Lane Kiffin. And they're trying hard. I'm sure they gave him a big offer last week. And Lane Kiffin hasn't signed anything with them yet. And if I'm an Ole Miss fan, I'm really, really nervous. He could have easily signed whatever offer they gave him. He's got Ole Miss to be very relevant in the national title picture. In my lifetime, it's been like 10 years ago they were in the national title picture, but they didn't make it. Lane Kiffin has them right in the mix and relevant in the SEC. They have to keep him. I don't think they're going to. The Florida job's open. Lane used to coach down in Florida, Florida International. I don't think Florida's going to get him. I think LSU is going to get him. Sean, we've talked about this on the show before. LSU had a rough year. The Brian Kelly hire was a failure. They have lots and lots of money. They're paying Brian Kelly lots and lots of money. But Lane Kiffin is hot, young, and available. And I don't think LSU is going to let him miss. And on the other side, people are saying, "Oh, Lane Kiffin, stay at Ole Miss. You know, you got a good thing going there. You're healthy. Your family's there, blah, 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 blah." How often does LSU call to hire you for the head coaching job and offer you probably $100 million in complete control? That happens once in a lifetime. Lane Kiffin was the superstar coach 15 years ago. Remember when he went to the Raiders? He was only 31 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And his career kind of got knocked down a little bit. The mess at Tennessee, the mess at USC. He has to revamp his career as an offensive coordinator with Nick Saban down at Bama. Now he's at the top of the heap again. And by getting the LSU job, if he chooses it, it's a choice. It really validates everything, and it's like puts him on the top of the heap of the college football coaching world. Joining us now on the tailgate, Chris Emma covers the Bears for 670 The Score. First time you and I have talked, Chris. So I want to start away from the game on Sunday. I want to start with the injury situation, because as a layman, you're there every day at House Hall. As a Bears supporter, fan, media coverage person, I hear Kyler Gordon is back in play. I hear Jalen Johnson is back in play. And I get really, really excited. I think Chicago's getting really, really excited. Should we pump the brakes or be excited?
I'd pump the brakes. These are three guys when you throw T.J. Edwards who each re-aggravated injuries before. And obviously for Jalen, a very severe re-aggravation when you're talking about going from mending to having to have core muscle surgery. And Kyler Gordon's got a history of leg injuries that you got to be very cautious with. And T.J. Edwards had the hamstring injury in late August, came back and immediately re-aggravated it. So be careful with all these guys. Not to mention for Edwards, he's got the hand fracture he's dealing with too. So I would love to say one of the three is going to be able to play this game against the Steelers. I'm not quite sure. We will find out later today, and we're going to get a sense of it. But looking ahead, it might be more realistic to talk about one, two, maybe three of these guys for the game against the Eagles and beyond. Their 21-day windows obviously suggests a little bit longer than that, but these are three pros. They've been in these meetings. Like, right. You don't have to introduce them to new concepts of the defense. So
yeah.
It's more about the medical side and if they are fully recovered and ready to go.
But I guess what my excitement is, or my hope is that, you know, if you look at the one problem the Bears have, it's probably the defensive backfield in depth. And while it might not be this week or next weekend, to picture the last three or four games of the season when you really need those wins to get to 10 or 11 wins, and Jalen Johnson possibly starting or playing a good amount of reps, or Kyler Gordon, it's like that's the one problem that hasn't been fixed yet and really can't be fixed without personnel. Do you look at it as like this will be okay in a month?
Yeah, and like I kind of chuckle the idea of like people are like, what happens to C.J. Gardner-Johnson when Kyler Gordon comes back? It's like he's playing too. Like this is what the Eagles were a year ago, where you've got guys like C.J. Gardner-Johnson like playing reserve roles, and
right.
You've got this depth you can really lean on. Like the great teams have talented beyond like just the top lines. You've got a 53-man roster of guys you want to put out there and put into key roles. Like the Bears are still a year away from having that. You're probably 2 years away from stacking these drafts and having the depth charts really be stacked with these options. But these are good problems to have, like, especially on the defensive side of the ball, where you've just kind of gotten by for much of this season. And the statistics reflect it. It's a defense that's been struggling at times because of the lack of continuity. The injuries taking a toll. Like a guy like Nashawn Wright is a terrific story. 4 interceptions in 10 games. This guy was cast off by the Vikings in April. The Bears saw something in him. It's a wonderful story, but you'd so much rather have Jalen Johnson out there and him be right. In the depth piece. Like you're spoiled when you got the situation now of you got Jalen coming back, you got Kyler coming back, that suddenly CJ Gardner Johnson's both playing in dime packages, or you're rotating these guys, or like Dennis Allen's licking his chops right now saying, bring it on, hey, bring give me all the talent I can have. And that's a really good problem to have.
Yeah, I look at CJ Gardner Johnson as, I don't know if there's an award for best midseason signing in the NFL. But he really had an impact. And you look at him, it's not that surprising because he has been a very good player with some discipline issues. But it's also like this guy's trying to solidify the back half of his career and get a contract with the Bears or somebody. How big of an impact has he had?
He's humbled. He's come here absolutely humbled. Like this is a guy who I think realized that he might not have had another chance if it wasn't for Dennis Allen, who's had it before, yeah, believing in him. And like this organization was very deliberate in the way they spoke with him and, you know, made sure that they vetted this as a player who's got a troubling history in the league. And he's come here with a great head on his shoulders, with the idea of ingratiating himself to everybody in this building and being a part of a team that's he sees taking flight.
Yeah,
and he's just one of the guys in that group. And
I don't mean to interrupt, but like you see that the inside the building, we see what he does on the field and making big plays and sacks and hitting people, really making himself into a bowling ball out there. But you're saying inside the building, it's going very well.
Yeah, I was walking down the hallway a couple days ago, and he kind of went up to Declan Doyle, who was a young assistant with the Saints when CJ was there, and gave him a hug and said, man, it's good to see you again. Like a connection like that. Those guys didn't work on the same side of the ball. I'm sure they didn't have any much of a relationship in New Orleans, but like that's a familiar face. He's really gone out of his way to be a great teammate and a great member of this organization, because I think he knows that his days in this league were numbered. And yep, the way he's playing now, like he's gone from cast off in the league to getting a chance where he might be on a roster next year and years beyond. And he certainly earned it. This guy plays at a high level. He brings a juice to that defense that is tangible. You see it out there.
Yep.
And his teammates react to it in the right way. So I think everybody's been really happy about what he's brought to the table here.
Chris Emma, 670 The Score Bears reporter, joining me. Paul Papps on the tailgate, also 670 The Score. You know, the past month or so, living on the edge, I mean, more than a month, games that come down to the wire, games that are close, games that a loss that becomes a win. You know, last year, a lot of these games, they were losses. They were close games that turned into losses. It feels like the polar opposite of last year in that every way there was to lose, the Bears found it last year. And this way, they're finding every way to win. Do you put that on culture, which is a very vague word, or the coaching staff kind of having their you-know-what together in tight moments?
Yes, yes, and yes, all the above, and then some. Like, it's no accident, and you can poke holes in the Bears right now and say they got a negative point differential, they got to get better, this and that. Like, you can have that same conversation about 31 other teams in the league, but it's notable the way that this team is winning, and obviously, it starts with Ben Johnson, and Declan Doyle was talking about how this is a head coach who doesn't blink in these situations. For a first-time head coach slash guy who's running the play calling while also leading a team, he's so confident. He's quick with his play calling. He knows what he wants to run. There's no hesitation. There's no burning timeouts in the second half that come out to back to bite you. Like, he's in control of this game. And then you talk about the quarterback and Caleb Williams, and you know, he gets to come back next to his name for that win in Minneapolis. Obviously, the special teams lined him up perfectly, and Caleb just had to get clean handoffs out. But Caleb is built for these moments. Like, everything in his football life, dating back to high school and, like, his junior year when he had that incredible comeback in the state title game, like, he loves these moments. Yeah. And you see it on the sidelines. They'll pan to him, and he's got a smile on his face when other quarterbacks will be losing their minds and their head is spinning. That's a natural gift. And everybody around them buys into this. When you're the other 11 guy or the other 10 guys in the huddle around Caleb Williams and you see him smiling and oozing confidence, you feel like you're going to drive down and win that game. Yeah. When you're on the sidelines and you know your head coach is in control and your quarterback believes it, you believe it too. This is what you talk about with learning how to win. And like, this team is overachieved. They are 7-3 going into this game against the Steelers. And who knows where this season goes from here? I know the competition gets tougher. Again, you can poke so many holes in this thing, but it's notable the way this team is winning games, and you can't take that away from them.
Yeah, a lot of teams are close at the end, or, you know, you should never be embarrassed about winning a game. And I loved the other day when they showed Ben Johnson walk out the field. He's never satisfied. And that doesn't mean he's, you know, making fun of stuff or goofing on stuff that isn't working. He's just perpetually unsatisfied. And I love that about him and Caleb Williams. But the one thing you mentioned is, like, with under a minute left against the Vikings, Bears get the ball, Caleb Williams gets the ball before the kickoff, returned by Duvernay, and I'm like, three timeouts, you need 35 yards, 50 seconds. Like, yeah, no problem. Can you imagine having that feeling as a Bears fan in the past 5 years where your quarterback with 50 seconds left to get 30 or 40 yards because your kicker can't go deep? And I'm like, yeah, no problem. This should be no problem. I even said to myself, I'm like, calm down a little bit, man. But it's such a great feeling to have. Yes, you want the first three quarters to be better, but man, if you have someone who could steal a fourth quarter, we're fine with that.
Yeah, and like, I just continue to say this. Like, if you're a Bears fan and like you're frustrated or you're trying to be glass half empty, like, just enjoy this season. Yeah. It's a free year. Like, this is year one for the Bears. They're establishing things. This offense is still a work in progress. You see that scowl from Ben Johnson as he walks off the field after another triumphant win. That's not an act. Like, that's not him. Like, he's not a guy who's playing it up. Like, that's him to the core. He wants his team to be so much better, but he's enjoying the ride. But when you ask him about the playoffs, hey, you're in line as the number three set. I don't care. We got a long way to go. Like, he means that. That is just him to the core. And the players feed off that because they're hearing it in those Monday morning meetings when they're going through the field and getting lit up for certain things. And then they're out in the practice field and they're understanding, man, we got a long way to go. You talk to a guy like Kevin Byard and like to a man in this locker room, like, they're preaching the same things their head coach is. And like, that's the beauty of where this team is right now, is that they're overachieving. And there's a reason to believe that they can, you know, I had them at 9-8 this year. There's a reason to believe they're going to get beyond that.
Yeah.
Wherever the season goes, like, you feel like it's all in the up and up because of the head coach quarterback pairing and the way this roster is developing. So
yeah,
I would just encourage any Bears fan, just enjoy the ride, see where this thing goes and believe in kind of the future of this.
It does feel like you're playing a little with house money. You're a little ahead of the game. And I mentioned last week on the tailgate, you know, Eli Manning's, he squeaked into the playoffs twice in his career on the last Sunday of the season. In both seasons, he won a Super Bowl. That's the difference between him being a Hall of Famer and just being a guy who is like a good quarterback in the regular season. I do want to get to the Aaron Rodgers angle. I have a weird time with Aaron Rodgers because I admire him as a football player. And I'm, of course, a lifelong Bears fan. But I've also said to myself, when I would watch Aaron Rodgers rip up the Bears over the decades, I'm like, man, I would do anything to have him on the Bears roster. I mean, you can't hate someone who plays football that well and leads a team that well. It's been an interesting week for Aaron Rodgers. You were pretty complimentary. It's almost like he's complimenting the enemy of the Bears and saying, like, hey, we have a history together. Let's have fun with this one or two more times. We're never going to see each other again because I'll be retired in 2 years. And he said he grew up a Bulls fan and he liked the Cubs and this WGN. what a weird relationship the Bears have with Aaron Rodgers right now, isn't it?
It's got such a condescending. Absolutely love it. Like, he loves to make Chicago feel miserable. He's 24-5 against the Bears. He's the ultimate Chicago sports villain. He does this thing, this kind of backhanded compliment about how much he loves, dominated it for years. He loves to talk about how much he loves Chicago sports, even though Chicago hates him. He loves to talk about his just love, like, admiration for this entire city and how much he loves visiting when he tortures Chicago.
Yes.
It's got such a condescending tone. And you know what? Good for him. He should have that fun. Like,
Chris, I'm right with you. I think it's almost admirable or refreshing to see someone poking. Everyone's so polite these days and so PC with not jabbing the enemy or doing bulletin board. He's like, hey, man, my career's done in probably a year and a half. I'm probably never going to play the Bears again.
Yeah. He loves rubbing everybody's nose in it. And in his defense, how many horrible things has he heard people in Chicago say back to him? Like, it's a hate relationship. And I enjoy it. So, like, as a Bears, if you're a Bears fan, like, you want him to be out there. You want him to be that guy who's taking the field, knowing this might be probably maybe your last chance at him here. Enjoy this. This is a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. This isn't the MVP coming out. He's on an offense that's been struggling. This is your chance to take him down. How many people in Chicago still talk about facing Brett Favre and that frigid Minnesota night and Corey Wooten essentially ending his career? Like, I'm not saying that's what the Bears want to do,
right?
But, like, you want him, you get a pick six on him. One little thing to get back at Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's been a fun rivalry. He's the ultimate Chicago sports villain, and this might be the final chapter.
Yeah, you don't want him to get hurt, but you want the Bears to win and take him down and say, like, yes, you owned us for a decade and a half, but we rented the last time we faced each other.
If you're Chris, a Bears fan, you want to say we owned you one last time.
Chris Emma covers the Bears for 670 The Score, my buddy. Now, you and I live really close to each other in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. Real quick, because we talk pubs and food and drink on this show called The Tailgate. I'm of the ilk that Bird's Nest Wings are easily top three in the city. But what's your kind of sneaky pub? What's your Sunday, rainy day hangout pub or sports bar that you love to sit to that I may not know about or just your favorite?
Gosh, well, first of all, Bird's Nest is top three, and it's not two or three. I mean, they're one. They're the best. Nice. I love the Bird's Nest. That has been a longtime favorite spot of mine. Parlay, which is new right down the street from you on Wrightwood there. It's right there. It's a great spot. Great sports watching spot. Always pretty packed up as well. If you want to get down the road a little bit to what am I thinking about here? Burwood Tap, of course, is a favorite.
Yeah, old school.
Yeah, drop into Irish Eyes as well. That's always a favorite of mine as well. So there's plenty of great spots. Broken Barrel down the street a little bit, right next to the Bird's Nest. If the Bird's Nest is too full, you go to Broken Barrel or vice versa. It's a little cold for now, but they got that beautiful outdoor patio too, where you might find me there on a Sunday on occasion. I love that spot. So, there's plenty of great spots in the neighborhood.
You and I may have to do a show from the Bird's Nest someday. Chop it up.
Sign me up. I will be there. Absolutely.
Thanks a lot for joining us, updating us on the Bears. Have a good week and enjoy the game.
Take care.
Breaking down pubs and football, that's what we do here on the Tailgate, 670 The Score. I'm Paul Papps. That was Chris Emma, the Bears reporter for 670 The Score. A lot to get to. Three and out, the morale meter, and my Bears game prediction. That's next. This is the Tailgate, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
Hey, this place is really something else, huh? Hey, someday I'm going to come out of that tunnel and I'm going to run onto this field.
Well, it ain't going to be this day.
I'm here to play football for the Irish.
Coach Parsi didn't know about it.
Here come the Irish.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
A few more minutes on The Tailgate, 670 The Score. Paul Pabst, Sean Sears here with you. College football today, pro football tomorrow. Coming up, early odds right after us. And then inside the clubhouse, that's going to be interesting. Some developments with the Cubs over the past few days. Shota, I want to listen to that show, see what else is cooking. Pub and Grub of the Week, we'll get to in a second. But I was just out in Vegas with the Dan Patrick Show, and we saw something called the Hall of Excellence. It's Tom Brady and their sportscaster Jim Gray. They've cultivated this little museum, and it was pretty fantastic. And a couple of Chicago things I saw in there that really stuck out. They had Walter Payton's helmet from the rushing record game against where he took down Jim Brown in 1984, which I was at, the actual helmet. And I was a bit blown away that that was loaned to the museum. They also had the first pair of Air Jordans that Michael Jordan wore in a game when he was a rookie with the Bulls in 84. And they actually have the announcer audio saying, "Those are the ugliest shoes in the NBA," about Michael Jordan's shoes. Little did they know what that would become. Sean, it was a great piece of audio.
That's amazing.
Amazing. And don't forget, yesterday was the anniversary, 1977, Bears versus Vikings. Walter Payton, 275 yards. Look it up on YouTube. Show your kids. Keep that out there. You know how much we love Walter Payton here on The Score and The Tailgate. Keep his memory out there. All right, Sean, let's get to it. Three and out. Three football questions, college or pro or other. I don't know what's coming. Hit it. What's your first one?
All right, my first one here is, I feel like we as sports fans, you know, Bears fans particularly, I feel like they know their teams maybe better than anyone else. What's the thing when you're watching a Bears game on Sundays, Paul, that you're concerned about? Maybe everyone else isn't talking about, but you're like, oh God, if the Bears do this, they might be in trouble.
Yeah, I would just say the special teams the past few weeks have been a bit shaky. I really don't like having a kicker that can't go from 50-plus. That can bite you. If you look at like the Cowboys with Brandon Aubrey and these other high-end kickers, it really changes the dynamics of a game. Guys hitting 50-plus is becoming commonplace, and you need a kicker who could hit from 50-plus. Bears are almost always in tight games, and that's when you need them. All right, next one.
All right, yeah, that's fair. Next question here for you. I am obsessed with Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame. He's having a heck of a season for the Irish, but I am obsessed with him because I want him in the Bears' backfield. But right now the backfield looks pretty good. Do you think the Bears need to go after a guy like Jeremiah Love, who looks like maybe the next BJ or Bijan Robinson, or should they stick with the Manung guy and the crew they've got?
This is a tough one because I'm anti-taking running backs in the first round. Look at Ashton Jeanty goes to the Raiders. They have the second worst offensive line in football, and Ashton Jeanty is getting roughed up. Their quarterbacks are getting roughed up. Now, however, the Bears worked on their offensive line in last year in the offseason. They've got receivers. They've got the quarterback. They've got defense, but not enough. I think you have to use your first-round pick this upcoming year if you're the Bears on a defensive player. That said, I didn't think they were taking a tight end in the first round this year. So Jeremiah Love would love to have, no pun intended.
I would love it too. Okay, last question here for you. The NFL this week has got some interesting matchups, maybe not the most exciting, but there are some teams that need some wins. You know, you're looking at teams like particularly the Cowboys, like you mentioned early on. Which team are you looking at right now that absolutely needs to come out with a win this week?
It's got to be the Chiefs. You just do the math of it. The Chiefs are such a threatening team when they're in the playoffs, but they're 5-5 right now. And it's way too late to have a losing record. Could they win 4 of the next 5? Sure. But you're getting into the position where you can miss a playoffs. And missing a playoffs when you have Patrick Mahomes, it's like missing an opportunity because he can pull it off. You get him in the playoffs. I would hate to have them in the playoffs if I'm in the AFC. There we go. 3-out?
3-out, man. Nice job.
3-out. All right. How's morale? The Bears fan morale. I'm Paul Papp, 670 score. This is the tailgate before we wrap it up. Last week, the morale meter for the Bears fans was 7.7. Now I got you at 8.1. That's pretty high. We started the season half that. You win 4 of your next 7 games, you're at 11-6, and you're going to the playoffs, period. 4 of 7. And you might even steal the division. That would be unbelievable. My pick for the weekend, Steelers at Bears. The Bears are a roller coaster, but a fun roller coaster. The Steelers are actually more frustrating. I find them to be a bit of an underwhelming team. Not trying to jinx it. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to play. I think they're going to blitz the hell out of them, and I think they're going to get to him. And the defense, I don't think is great. I think the Bears could run the ball all day on the Steelers defense. I'm going Bears 25-21 with the win. That's the tailgate for week 12. College football today. Enjoy it. Thanksgiving week coming up. Save some room in the gut. It's going to be a great week of watching football, eating food, rinse and repeat. More of the tailgate next week. Don't forget, early odds coming up, inside the clubhouse coming up. That's it for Sean and I. 670 The Score. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.